So, after 2 weeks of interesting family discussion time,
經過兩星期日嘅好有趣嘅家庭討論時間之後，
today we will continue on with our study in the book of James.
今日我哋又繼續我哋喺雅各書嘅查考。
Let me read to you today's passage from James chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. And please turn open to your Bible, James chapter 5, verses 1 to 6.
请打开新约圣经雅各书第五章第一至第六节，我们会为大家读出第五章第一至第六节。
James chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries which are coming upon you. Your riches have rotted, and your garments have become moth-eaten. Your gold and your silver have rusted, and the rust will be a witness against you, and will consume your flesh like fire. It is in the last days that you have stored up your treasure.
五章第一节，哈，你们这些富足人啊，应当哭泣号啸，因为将有苦难临到你们身上。你们的财物坏了，衣服也被虫子咬了，你们的金银都长了锈。那锈要证明你们的不是，又要吃你们的肉，如同火烧。你们在这末世只知道积蓄钱财。
Verse 4. Behold, the pay of the laborers who mowed your fields and which has been withheld by you cries out against you.And the outcry of those who did the harvesting has reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived luxuriously on the earth and led a life of wanton pleasure. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and put to death the righteous man. He does not resist you.
第四节，工人为你们收割庄稼，你们欠他们的工钱。这工钱有声音在呼叫，并且那收割之人的怨声已经入了万军之主的耳朵了。你们在世上享美福，好宴乐，当宰杀的日子竟骄养你们的心。第六节，你们定了义人的罪，把他杀害，他也不抵挡你们。
On first reading of this text, what impression do you get from these words?
当大家第一次读到这段经文的时候，你的印象是怎样的呢？
Do you feel quite uncomfortable?
你觉不觉得有些不是很自在呢？
Because James here uses a very serious tone and strong wording.
因为雅各在这里用的语气和口吻呢，是非常的严肃和强烈。
Or we might feel that this passage is totally irrelevant to us.
又或者你会不会觉得这段说话呢，和你毫无关系？
Verse 1 starts by saying,
第一节就这样讲，
Come now, you rich.
哈，你这些有钱的人啊。
Isn't James addressing the rich, the wealthy here?
雅各在这里岂不是只是面向那些有钱佬讲话吗？
I'm not rich.
你会说我不是富有啊。
I'm just an average worker struggling to survive.
我只不过是为两餐的一个打工仔啫。
And verse 4 talks about withholding the pay of laborers.
至于第四节呢，就讲到这些有钱人扣起为他们打工的工人的工资。
In other words, mistreating them.
即是说呢，去苦待那些劳苦大众。
But I'm not a boss.
但你说我不是一个老板啊。
So again, that has nothing to do with me.
所以这段经文跟我有什么关系？
Verse 5 goes on to talk about living luxuriously.
至于第五节呢，就讲到这班人在世上的生活呢，是挂着享美福，好宴乐。
I don't see my lifestyle as, you know, having luxury at all.
我不觉得我的生活好奢华。
I wish I had more money to spend on luxury.
其实我都不知道多想多啲钱呢，可以买啲嘅奢侈品。
Verse 6 talks about committing murder.
至于第六节就讲到呢，话去谋杀人。
Putting the righteous man to death.
就將一啲嘅好人、義人定罪殺害。
Now that's pushing it a bit too far.
嗱，咁樣講係咪誇張咗啲
？Let us not be too quick to dismiss James' serious warning here.
讓我哋大家唔好太快就唔理會今日雅各要講嘅説話。
These crimes, so to speak.
依啲所謂嘅罪行啊
，are committed by the rich.
就是富足的人所犯的罪行。
Actually, they are just some manifestations of deeper problems.
这些只不过是一些更深入的问题的表征。
Some subtle or hidden problems that we too might have in our heart.
是一些连我们都有可能会有的隐晦的问题。
It has to do with the attitude towards life.
比如说关于到我们每个人对于人生的态度。
Attitude towards others.
我们对于其他人的态度。
And ourselves.
同埋对于自己的态度。
Yes, we may not be rich by the world standard.
虽然我哋比起世界其他人，我哋并唔算系富有。
But don't forget, being rich or not is all relative.
但唔好忘记，富有与否咧系一个好相对嘅问题。
You might be rich in someone else's eyes.
因为你喺别人眼中啊，可能被看为系都几有钱嘅。
But in your heart, you're never satisfied. You don't feel content.
但系你嘅心里边咧，你从来都唔满足。
You feel that you're poor.
你覺得自己都幾窮啊？
Regardless of how rich we are,
不論我哋幾有錢或者幾冇錢都好，
we can still be guilty of some of the problems James is addressing here.
我哋依然可以犯上今日雅各所針對嘅毛病。
So let us now quickly move from the service to the underlying problems behind these warnings from James.
而家就讓我哋快快從呢個經文嘅表層進入到裏邊深層嘅意思。
Verses 1 to 3 talks about storing up treasures in the last days.
我们看到第一至第三节呢，讲到积蓄财宝。
Let me ask you, what's wrong with saving up or storing treasures?
等我问大家的问题了，储蓄到底有什么问题呢？
Do you like saving up?
你有什么储蓄的习惯呢？
Isn't that the way to deal with any excess of our money or other valuable items?
当你的收入使唔晒嘅时候啊，难道储蓄唔系一个好好嘅处理多余嘅钱财嘅方法咩
？Saving up can help us build a sense of security.
因为储蓄可以令到我有一种嘅安全感。
As for storing up treasures, wherever they are，
亦至于话积累收藏一啲嘅财宝，不论系咩财宝都好。
Different people might like collecting different things.
唔同嘅人咧喜欢收藏唔同嘅嘢。
Things that you treasure, things that have great value to you, might have no value to other people.
因为你所认为珍贵嘅嘢咧，别人未必觉得系咁珍贵。
But the fact that you have saved up or stored up a lot of something of great value to you.
但系假如你储埋咗好多你自己认为好宝贵嘅嘢嘅话
，That would make you feel happy and self-satisfied.
咁当然会令到你觉得好满足同埋开心。
So think about all those people who like posting pictures of their new brand handbags or shoes or clothing on Facebook or WeChat.
可以想象下喺 Facebook 上边咧，我哋经常见到有人为到自己啲刚买咗一个名牌嘅手袋啊，影张相就传上去。
Or new cars that they just bought.
或者系一部刚刚买咗嘅新嘅靓车。
Obviously, they feel proud of these possessions.
好明显嘅，佢哋为咗呢啲佢拥有嘅新嘅嘢咧，系感到自豪。
And it feels good to show off a little, doesn't it? 同埋
能够俾人哋睇下咧、晒下咧，都系一种嘅痛快嘅。
But that's exactly where the problem lies.
但问题正正就喺呢个地方。
Possessions and wealth tend to draw our attention to the externals.
财物系会将我哋嘅心夺走。
We become very self-absorbed.
我哋就变咗好沉迷。
And we concentrate on our own wants or what we are lacking.
变成只顾住自己嘅想得到嘅嘢，同埋自己认为缺乏嘅嘢。
After all, how much is enough?
讲到底啊，几多先至够？
Well, you just bought an expensive car.
哦，你刚刚先买咗部新靓车。
But before long, you'll be saying to yourself.
但系冇几耐啊，你就会自言自语。
This latest model that just came out is even better.
但刚刚出嘅嗰部新款嘅咧，比起而家我买嗰部咧，唔系更加好咩
？That's what I really want.
讲到底，依部新款嘅先至系我想买嘅嗰部。
We will only want even more.
只会系越想要就越多。
So there's no limit to it.
所以系冇止境嘅。
And when we are preoccupied with finding ways to fulfill these desires.
假如我哋想尽办法去得到呢啲我哋想得到嘅嘢嘅话
，We'll be too busy to pay attention to what is truly valuable。
我哋就会唔得闲去注意真正有价值嘅嘢。
Or as I pointed out in our New Year message a few weeks ago.
又或者好似喺元旦嗰个礼拜日，我同大家讲过嘅一句说话咁。
Our folly lies in this.
我哋傻咧就喺呢个地方啦。
We work so hard all our lives, not even knowing what is truly worth living and dying for.
我哋一生人搏命咁样搵钱同埋生活。我哋从来都唔知道咩嘢先至系真正系值得我哋去生活，同埋即咩嘢系值得我哋去赔上性命嘅。
Now let us look at this verse in 1 John chapter 2 verse 17。
而家我哋可以大家一齐睇下喺荧幕上边嘅约翰一书嘅呢句说话。
1 John chapter 2 verse 17。
约翰一书嘅第二章第十七节。
The world and its desire are passing away, but those who do the will of God live forever.
这世界同埋世界上嘅情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意嘅才永远长存。
That which has eternal significance should be what we live and die for.
嗰啲有永恒价值嘅嘢，先至系值得我哋为佢而活，为佢而死嘅。
Here the Bible tells us only those who do the will of God will live forever.
圣经在这个地方跟我们说，只有那些遵行神旨意的人才会永远活着。
What is the will of God that we should do?
但是神的旨意我们应该遵行的又是什么来的呢？
If we want to have a part in eternity.
就假如我们想在永恒里面有份的话。
From what we have studied in James in the past months,
就根據我哋過去幾個月所學嘅雅各書嘅內容。
God's will or His law can be summed up in this.
神嘅旨意或者話神嘅律法咧，可以被歸納成以下一句説話。
You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
你們應當愛人如己。
And as James puts it, this is what he describes as the royal law according to the scripture.
好似雅各所讲咧，这个就系圣经至尊嘅律法啦。
By now, we should see that the first problem with accumulating or storing up treasures for ourselves.
所以咁样睇嚟，我哋开始明白喺世上积蓄财富嘅第一个问题系咩嘢
？What is it？
系咩嘢呢
？More often than not, our hearts will be drawn to our treasures rather than loving the people.
問題就係咧，我哋嘅心啊被奪去，結果咧，我哋只係顧住自己，而係疏忽咗愛人如己。
We fail to live out the royal law of loving other people as ourselves.
我哋冇遵守到愛人如己嘅呢個吩咐。
Our possessions in whatever form can become our idols.
我哋嘅財富啊，無論係以咩形式出現都好，可以成為我哋嘅偶像。
Idols that we serve day and night.
就是我们每日都去拜，每日都去服侍的偶像。
Taking the place of God and of others in our lives.
取替了神在我们心中，和别人在我们心中应该有的地位。
Am I exaggerating here?
我这样说，有没有夸张了一点？
Do you remember Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 6?
大家有没有记得耶稣在马太福音第六章讲过的说话？
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 6.
让我们一起回到去马太福音第六章。
We'll be looking a couple of verses from there, so please turn open to it and keep your fingers there.
请回到去马太第六章，在那里我们打算看几处的经文。
Chapter 6 verse 21 says,
第六章的第十一节是这样读。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Isn't this true?
这句话岂不是很真实吗？
If you're putting your money into, say, lotteries,
假如你将你的钱投在六合彩
or shares,
或者是股票上
your eyes will be constantly stuck on the screen,
那你的眼呢就会永远都会盯住那个的显示屏幕的了
because you want to check out the latest lottery draw results.
當然你想知道今一次的六合彩的中獎號碼是多少號
Or you want to follow how the stock market is going
又或者你需要追蹤今天的股市的走勢如何
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also
因為你的財寶在哪裡你的心也都會在哪裡
So when your kids come asking for daddy or mommy
所以假如當你的兒子、你的女兒去找爸爸、媽媽的話
You probably ask them to wait.
你就多數都會話咧，誒、欸，等陣先。
Daddy or mommy is too busy for to care for you right now. Come back later.
而家阿爸阿媽唔得閒理你啊，你遲啲上嚟揾我。
The more I read the Bible, the more I find that it is highly relevant to my everyday life.
我越讀呢本聖經，就越發覺聖經所講嘅嘢咧，係同我嘅生活息息相關。
It is through reading the Bible and being reminded of the truths that we often push aside.
係藉住讀經同埋讀經嘅時候，俾一啲提醒我哋嘅真理嚟面對，就係我哋唔想正視嘅真理啊。
It's through these that I can set my priorities right.
我係能夠整頓好我啲嘅優先次序。
It gives me wisdom to know how I should invest my time and my energy.
咁樣聖經會幫到我知道點樣去投資我嘅時間同埋我嘅精力。
I know that I should not only focus on the present life.
我知道我係唔應該單單集中喺今生。
But more importantly,
更重要嘅係
I should always live with an awareness of eternity.
我應該常常都將到永恆放喺自己嘅眼前。
Let us return to Matthew chapter 6.
我哋再一次又翻到去馬太福音第六章。
Let us look at what Jesus has to say about this.
我哋睇下關於呢個問題，耶穌有啲咩講
？Verses 19 to 20.
而家睇下第六章嘅第十九至到第二十節。
I'd ask Pastor Joe to read it in Chinese for us.
我用廣東話將到馬太福音第六章十九二十節讀出嚟。不要为自己积蓄财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬能受坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积蓄财宝在天上，天上冇虫子咬，不能受坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Here it tells us what the second problem is when we focus on accumulating treasures on earth.
在这里告诉我们知道，如果我们只是在今世上积蓄财宝的话，有第二个问题是什么问题？
Obviously, these treasures don't last.
问题就是这些这样的财富呢是不长久的。
Well, we also touched on this just now when we read 1 John 2:17.
刚刚我们读约翰福音，约翰一书第二章十七节的时候呢，我们已经見到呢個情況。
The world and its desire are passing away.
就呢個世界同埋世上嘅事物咧，係漸漸過去緊。
Jesus' words here are not merely figurative.
耶穌依度嘅説話咧，並唔係只係一種嘅比喻嘅講法。
It's highly practical.
係非常嘅實在嘅。
When you think about it, that's the exact fact in life.
當我哋諗一諗嘅時候咧，起依個起唔係就係我哋人生嘅。
I've had clothes in my wardrobe turning yellowish and even have holes in them.
比如话喺我屋企嘅衣柜里头啊，我啲部分嘅衫咧，真系慢慢变黄紧。
Things don't last.
因为啲嘢冇咩嘢系长久噶。
Food. Have you ever bought a bit too much food?
你有冇试过咧买餸买得太多
？Even if you did try to store it properly.
即使你系小心嘅收藏。
When you take it out again.
当你再拿出来的时候
，too late, it's turned moldy.
啊，真系可惜啦，已经发咗毛
，rust，
又或者系生咗锈。
There are other things that would have rust when you store them for too long.
我意思系咧，有另一类嘢，如果你摆得太耐嘅话咧，系会生锈。
Such as some jewelries, you know, girls we like having different like earrings and rings and all that.
比如话
accessories，
珠宝啦，我哋女士喜欢用嘅珠宝咧，系会生锈。
You see, we don't wear them every day, right?
明顯就你唔會每日都戴住珠光寶氣噶啦。
And if you leave them for too long, they turn rusty.
如果你放得太耐嘅話咧，佢哋會生鏽。
Maybe you'd say that's because your jewelries were not, you know, good quality ones.
咁可能你心裏邊講，可能你所擁有嘅珠寶唔夠高檔啫。
You know, get gold or diamonds.
買金買鑽咪得咯。
Well, not so fast.
但你唔好講得唔好太快先。
Jesus is very bright and very wise in his reminders.
喺耶穌依度俾我哋嘅提醒咧，佢係非常嘅聰明，非常嘅到位嘅。
Don't forget, there are thieves who break in and steal.
耶穌話：唔好忘記啊！依個世界上咧係有賊偷嘢嘅。
I remember just before I had to leave Australia for good.
我記得若干年前我剛剛要準備離開澳洲的時候。
I went to Malaysia for a mission trip.
我從澳洲就去了馬來西亞參加一次的短宣。
But what I would never have guessed was that.
但我細想不到的一件事就是
By the time I went back home.
當我從馬來西亞回到澳洲的時候。
I was going to pack my belongings and go.
我就打算去收拾行李呢就離開澳洲的。
I was shocked to see that my whole house was in a mess.
真是嚇死我！我入到屋裡面呢，發現到整間屋被人家翻轉了。
Someone had broken into our house.
有人原來爆了格。
And took away many things.
就拿走了我們的很多的財物。
My brother lost his computer and his Wi-Fi, the home stereo.
我細佬呢，被人家拿走了他的電腦，同埋他一個很名貴的音響系統。
Even his books and shoes.
同埋他的書，同埋他的鞋呢，都偷埋。
For me, it wasn't as bad, because I didn't have many high-tech stuff as he did.
至於我呢，情況就好少少，因為我沒有被我細佬有那麼多的名貴、有價值的東西。
But then, some of my jewelries and accessories were gone.
但是我有一些的珠寶呢，我的珠寶就被拿偷曬了。
There was this really nice necklace that an auntie from the UK sent all the way to Australia for me.
我的珠寶當中，其中有一條的頸鏈，是很多年前我一位的英國的一位的長輩送給我的。
It had great sentimental value.
對我來說是很有紀念價值的。
And the auntie soon passed away after sending the necklace to me.
再講就係，依位嘅阿姨送咗俾我頸鏈之後咧，冇幾耐佢就去世啦。
And you see, it was gone.
但係咁就俾人攞咗。
And you might suggest to me, why didn't you lock it in a safe?
咁你可以話啦，點解你唔將珠寶放喺保險箱喎？
In the passage we just read from Matthew.
喺我哋剛剛從馬太福音第六章讀嘅説話當中。
What has been translated as break in?
在那裡翻譯做偷的這個字
Literally is to dig through
其實呢在原文就是挖一個洞來去偷
Back in Jesus' time, that was easy to do
在耶穌的時代呢去挖洞來偷東西是不是很難做到的
You just dig through the mud walls or sun-dried bricks and you could go in and
因為那些牆呢是用泥做的嘛
But today, don't we have a security alarm system?
今日啊，我哋唔通屋企冇防盗嘅系统咩
？So are we in a better position today？
咁系唔系我哋啲嘢就比较安全啲咧
？Don't underestimate the thieves and burglars。
唔好太过低估专门偷嘢去爆窃嘅人啦。
They have their ways to get around your alarm system。
做呢行嘅人有佢哋嘅办法。
They can even pierce through strong steel safes。
佢甚至咧连好厚。好堅硬嘅鋼鐵啦，都可以鑽穿個窿。
So don't think that your treasures are safe because you've locked them in a safe.
即係唔好以為呢啲珠寶擺咗喺保險箱就一定安全先得㗎。
So what Jesus is telling us is this.
所以耶穌想向我哋講嘅，無非就係咁。
Don't be so foolish as to build your security and your hopes on earthly possessions.
千祈唔好咁笨咁蠢啊！將到你一生嘅希望同埋安全感啊，都建築喺一啲今生嘅呢啲會過去嘅事情上。
Remember, they are only temporary.
一定要記住，呢啲嘢咧，只不過係短暫嘅啫。
No matter how hard you try to hold on to them，
不論你幾咁嘅盡力去搲住佢哋。
Sooner or later, they will slip through your fingers and be gone forever.
遲早啊，呢啲嘢都從你嘅五指關裏邊咧，咁就流走咗，你就永遠會失去。
Every single thing on earth.
世界上嘅每一樣嘅嘢。
No matter how important or how great a significance it has.
無論係幾咁嘅重要或者幾咁嘅有意思。
Unless it has eternal value.
除非嗰樣嘢係有永恆價值嘅啫。
It will surely pass away.
否則，佢係會過去嘅。
Now let us turn open to James chapter 5, the passage for today.
而家我哋嚟參考下今日嘅雅各書嘅經文第五章。
Let us read it again in light of what we just learned from Matthew chapter 6.
我哋既然剛剛讀過耶穌嘅説話，而家我哋從呢個咁嘅新嘅亮光底下，再睇一次雅各書第五章。
Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries which are coming upon you.
你们这些有钱的人啊，应当哭泣号啸，因为将会有苦难临到你们的身上。
Your riches have rotted and your garments have become moth-eaten. Your gold and your silver have rusted, and the rust will be a witness against you and will consume your flesh like fire.
你们的财物坏了，你们的衣服被虫咬穿了，你们的金银都生了锈了。这种锈是要证明你们的不对，又要吃你们的肉如同火烧。
It is in the last days that you have stored up your treasure.
你们在这个末世只懂得积蓄钱财。
Do you find an echo between these words of James and the words of Jesus?
大家觉不觉得这段雅各的说话好像和耶稣的说话是有一种的回响作用呢？
Not only is James reminding us of some truths that Jesus had already pointed out,
不单止雅各在这个地方提醒我们耶稣曾经讲过的说话，
He's also reminding us of Jesus' teaching about blessings and woes in, say, Luke chapter 6.
他亦都提醒我们耶稣，比如说在路加福音第六章讲过一些关于什么人是有福，什么人是有祸的说话。
We can refer to the PPT.
我们现在可以看看荧幕上面的经文。
Luke chapter 6, verses 24 to 25.
路加福音的六章24和25两节。
But woe to you who are rich, for you are receiving your comfort in full.
你们富足的人有祸了，因为你们已经受过了你们的安慰。
Woe to you who are well fed now, for you shall be hungry.
你们那些吃得饱的人有祸了，因为你们将要饥饿。
Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep.
你们嬉笑的人有祸了，因为你们将要哀恸哭泣。
If we only focus on having a good life, satisfying our self-centered desire in this present age,
如果我们只是挂住在今生，过生活过得好，只是集中在今生里面，得到一些，我们想得到的东西的话，
Be careful.
你就要很小心了。
Misery and woes are bound to come.
因为，可怜的日子同埋祸灾祸咧，一定会临到你。
James chapter 5 verse 3 mentions about the last days。
喺雅各书嘅第五章嘅第三节提到末世呢两个字。
It is in the last days that you have stored up your treasure。
原来你喺而家所积蓄嘅财宝咧，系为到你末世嘅凄凉同埋灾祸所积蓄嘅。
Last days make us think of the final judgment.
末世这两个字的确令我们想起审判的日子。
The end times.
就是末日的时间。
Many of us don't normally think much about judgment.
我们呢一般都不会想到审判日子的。
We live as if there will be no eternal consequence to what we do now.
看我们今天所做的事怎样生活的呢，我们是觉得是将会有一个将来的审判日子的。
But James is very aware of the reality of a coming judgment.
但是雅各呢却是很尖锐地是知道将会有一个这样审判日子的来到。
In James chapter 5 verse 9,
在雅各书第五章的第九节，
James tells us that judgment is not only coming, but coming very soon.
雅各说，你们不单止将会有审判的日子，并且这个审判日子很快就会来到。
Behold, the judge is standing right at the door.
第九节的下一半说，看啊，审判的主已经站在门口了。
Can you feel this sense of urgency and intensity?
你感不感觉到这种的迫切性和这种的强烈程度呢？
Whether we are righteous or wicked,
不论我们是一个好人或者是一个不义的人，
One day we will surely stand before God.
有一天我们必须要站在神面前，
And we'll have to give an account as to how we have lived our lives on this earth.
我们要向他交代我们在一生里头怎样做人，
And that day might be sooner than expected.
那一天的日子的来到可能比起你所预期的来得更加快。
Have we been living a self-centered and self-serving life?
你一直以来是不是生活都是围绕自己打转的呢？
Or have we tried our best to fulfill the royal law of loving others as ourselves?
还是系你有尽你所能啊，去活出爱人如己嘅吩咐？
James knows full well that it's urgent to wake up from our spiritual dullness.
雅各就好清楚知道，系而家系要系时候，我哋快快嘅醒过嚟。
We have to make a change in the way we live.
关于我哋点样做人过世咧，我哋必须有一个大嘅改变。
Make a change in our life's priorities.
就是我们的一生里头的什么才是重要，什么才是优先呢，要去整顿好。
Being rich is not about how much you have, but about how much you can give.
富有与否不是在乎我们拥有多少东西，而是我们能够有多少东西去施予别人。
I hope you can also catch this sense of urgency to make a change in your life's direction.
我好盼望你都能够就于你的人生的方向和人生什么才是重要的问题作出一个很大的调整。
This whole matter is so serious that James doesn't just end here.
这个问题是这么重要啊，雅各的说话不是说在这个地方就讲完了。
Well, let's turn back to James chapter 5, verses 4 to 6.
现在我们再一次回到去雅各书第五章，而家我哋睇嘅系第四至第六节。
The second half of today's passage
就系今日经文嘅下一半啦。
James deals with another problem common amongst the rich in the society。
喺第四至第六节咧，雅各呢度所针对嘅系今日我哋嘅社会所存在嘅又另一个问题。
And can I please ask Pastor Joe to read it out in Chinese for us?
現在我用廣東話為大家讀出雅各書第五章第四至第六節。工人為你們收割莊稼，你們欠他們的工錢。這些工錢有聲音呼叫，並且那些收割的工人的怨聲已經進入了萬軍之主的耳朵了。你們在這個世界上享美福好宴乐，当宰杀的日子竟然骄养你们的心，你们定了二人的罪，把他杀害，他却不抵挡你们。
Here James is speaking in a way similar to the Old Testament prophets.
在这几句说话当中，雅各是用一些相似旧约先知的口吻来讲话。
He's confronting the rich.
他是針對一些的有錢的人。
But that includes the rich and the wealthy amongst God's people.
这个这样说法是包括了在属于神的百姓当中那些有錢的人。
That means believers.
即是说是信徒。
These rich people care more about their own gains, even at the expense of mistreating the poor.
这些有錢人呢，顾着自己的利益，是竟然不顾穷苦人呢是被虐待。
Let us look at some Old Testament passages now.
现在我们想参考一几处的旧约的经文。
In the book of Amos, chapter 8, verses 4 to 7.
在先知书阿摩斯书的第八章那里。
It says, Hear this, you that trample on the needy, and bring to ruin the poor and of the land.Saying, when will the new moon be over so that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath so that we may offer wheat for sale? We will make the bushel small, bushel is sometimes translated as ephah, and the shekel great, and practice deceit with false balances.
阿摩斯书的八章第四至第五两节，你们这些要吞吃穷乏人。使到困苦的人、衰败的人当听我的说话。你们说月朔即是初一几时会过去呢？等我们可以开始卖粮。安息日即是周末几时会过去呢？等我们可以摆开啲麦子来做生意。我们卖嘢的时候呢，就整个斗整细啲。我们收钱的时候呢，就用一个大啲嘅等子，等子就系当时嘅粮嘢嘅重量单位。我哋用诡诈嘅方法，用欺骗人嘅称咧嚟去呃人。
So just now, Pastor Joe also briefly explained like what those terms like bushel, ephah, or shekel mean.
剛才呢，我已經用廣東話解釋了那個星斗和那個大等子，原來呢是一些量五谷和用來稱嘢的重量單位來的。
Yep, these are some ancient Hebrew measures.
這些呢是當時古希伯來民族用來做生意的一些的量器。
But as we can see, to put it simply, people were practicing deceit with dishonest scales.
在先知的那個時代呢，人做生意的時候用一些的欺騙的手段來去蝦別人。
And verse 6 says, buying the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals and selling the sweepings of wheat.
第六節就繼續說，這些這樣有錢人用錢，用銀子呢，去收買那些窮人，用一對的鞋呢，就收買一個窮人，將到壞咗嘅麥子咧，留翻俾嗰啲窮人去食。
So yeah, they sell the inferior things to other people.
意思話，佢賣麥嘅時候咧，賣啲比較低等啲嘅麥出去。
I remember someone told us, like in some Chinese shops, they sold sesame that had color coming off, like black sesame that I suppose died.
我曾經聽過啲嘢話俾我知咧，喺個唐人鋪裏邊曾經買到過一啲嘅黑芝麻，用嘅時候咧，竟然黑芝麻會甩色嘅。
So you see, like as merchants, they always think about the profit they can make.
因為做生意嘅人咧，往往都掛住利潤就不顧。
So they don't really care about the safety of people consuming these products.
不顧佢嘅消費者嘅安全啊，同埋佢哋嘅利益。
And let's see what Yahweh, our God, has to say about this.
我哋睇下而家 Yahweh 神對於呢啲咁樣嘅不公平嘅事情咧，有啲咩説話講
？Yahweh has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their deeds.
第七節話咧 ，Yahweh 指著雅各嘅榮耀發誓話：咁樣嘅一切嘅行為咧，我必定永遠都唔會忘記。
So a third problem that James is addressing in James chapter 5.
所以雅各書的今天經文所針對的第三個問題是
It all boils down to the self-seeking way of life.
就是人那些只顧著自己不顧別人的生命
A life that's focused on one's own benefits.
就是只顧著自己的利益 的人生觀
So much so that whether knowingly or unintentionally
以至到呢不論是有意或者無意都好
It causes the poorPeople to suffer loss
是導致到窮人受到吃虧
People are mistreated or treated unfairly
是得到不公平的對待
This should be nothing new to us
這些這樣的問題呢對我們應該是不陌生的
We see things happening around us in society
因為在今天的社會裡面呢我們經常都見到這類事發生
Not only vendors trying to cheat you with dishonest scales as we read
不單止零售商想盡辦法都想說騙取到你的生意。
Think about the increasing polarization of the rich and the poor in many countries.
讓我們一起想一想今天社會的貧富懸殊的現象。
I remember when I was living in China.
我還記得我在中國內地生活的時候。
I'd see the relatively well-off people going out for meals.
我見到一些相對來說比較有錢的人出街吃飯。
They would order a whole table full of dishes.
佢哋叫菜嘅時候咧，就叫到成台都擺滿。
But they only take a few bites and they leave.
但係佢就係咁多餸咧，即係撩幾撩，佢就食完㗎啦。
And we can also see the poor people.
但係同時，我哋諗起嗰啲窮人
，who had to eat leftovers after day after day, even if food is a bit moldy.
就需要食一啲嘅剩飯剩餸，甚至咧已經壞咗嘅餸都要食嘅。
So all these inequalities that we see，
依啲就係我哋所熟悉嘅社會嘅不公平。
As I look through the Old Testament passages that deal with the rich and the poor，
我又聯想到喺舊約聖經其他有關於有錢人同埋窮人之間嘅經文。
My heart was greatly comforted。
我嘅心就得到好大嘅安慰。
I feel touched by God's ongoing concern for the underprivileged people.
因為我見到神一直以來都非常嘅關愛啲窮人。
So often we hear non-Christians posing challenges that God does not exist.
經常咧，我哋都會聽到教外嘅人批評聖經話咧，神唔存在噶。
Because if God does exist,
因为如果神真系存在嘅话
，Why would there be so much suffering？
点解世上有咁多嘅苦难呢
？So much inequality。
咁多嘅不平等呢
？Well, if he does exist, then that must mean that he's an indifferent, uncaring God。
嗱，假如你哋坚持话神真系存在嘅话咧，咁呢个神咧一定系唔系好关心社会呢啲不平等嘅现象啦。
Or maybe he's just too weak to do anything to change it。
又或者佢太懦弱啦，佢都无能为力改变啲咩嘢
？What do you think？
你又认为点啊？
Well, for me, I think anyone who's truly open to read the Bible.
对于我来讲，只要我哋系真诚嘅，存一个开放嘅心去睇呢本圣经嘅话
，You will soon discover God's character is loving, merciful, and righteous and just.
唔使好耐时间，你就会发觉到咧，神嘅性情又系有爱心，并且系好讲究，有怜悯，又公平同埋公义嘅。
So let us not shift all the blame to God.
所以千祈唔好将到所有嘅责任都推晒俾神。
Whenever we see something we are not happy with，
就当我哋见到啲我哋唔系好好喜欢嘅嘢
，injustice，
譬如话一啲唔公平嘅事情
，or evil things happening，
或者一啲嘅罪恶嘅事情
，have we ever first examined ourselves？
我哋有冇从嚟有冇自己嘅反省过
？How are our attitudes towards others alike？
我哋对别人嘅态度系到底点呢
？Especially those who are suffering，
尤其是嗰啲受紧苦嘅人。
Those who are underprivileged, not as lucky as we are，
就系嗰啲社会里头被剥夺咗一啲基本社会权利嘅人。
Do we share God's character in showing genuine concern for these people？
我哋有冇神咁样嘅个性啊？系向呢啲咁样被剥夺权利？唔好彩嘅人係抱有怜悯嘅心呢
？Or do we just moan and groan, complaining every day, but at the same time doing nothing to respond to God's call to bring about change？
還是係我哋只總得去唔高興啊，批評呢個世界，批評社會啊，但係我哋自己咧隻手指啊，連動都唔動一動。
So let us look at another Old Testament passage。
让我们现在又再看另外一段的旧约经文。
In Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49.
就是以西结书的第16章的49节。以西结书的16章的49节。
This was the guilt of your sister Sodom.
这里说，看啊，你们的妹妹所多玛的罪孽就是这样。
She and her daughters had pride.
他和他的众女儿都心骄气傲
，excess of food，
粮食就好充足
，and prosperous ease，
大享安逸嘅生活
，but did not aid the poor and needy。
但系咧，却系冇去扶助嗰啲困苦同埋穷人。
And in Leviticus chapter 19。
而至於喺利未記嘅第十九章
，where God has given His people the commandment to love your neighbors as yourself。
大家記得。利未記十九章咧，正正就係愛人如己嘅出處。
In this book, there are also many practical ways to carry out this commandment given to us。
喺利未記第十九章咧，有好多個實踐愛人如己嘅方面嘅。
And as I read these practical ways that we should be doing, it really, really touched my heart。
當我讀到呢啲經文嘅時候咧，我感到好感動。
So I'll read to you 19 verses 9 to 10.
首先咧，我为大家读出利未记十九章九同埋第十两节。
When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very edges of your field, or gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall not strip your vineyard bare, or gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the alien. I am Yahweh your God.
喺你哋嘅土地上边收割庄稼嘅时候。唔好割到田角嘅尽头，唔好将一啲遗落咗地下嘅嘢又执翻嚟去收割。第十节，摘葡萄园嘅葡萄果嘅时候，唔好摘到尽。一啲跌咗落地嘅葡萄，唔好再执起嚟，要留俾穷人同埋寄居嘅人去食。我是耶和华你们的神。
A similar passage is found in Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 19.
同呢段嘅说话好相似嘅咧， 我哋可以从《申命记》第二十四章十四节可以见得到。
十九节。
啊，《申命记》二十四章嘅十九节可以见得到。
When you reap your harvest in your field and have forgotten a sheaf in the field, you shall not go back to get it.It shall be for the alien, for the orphan, for the widow, in order that Yahweh your God may bless you in all the work of your hands.
申命记嘅二十四章十九节话：你喺田间收割庄稼，如果忘记咗一捆，唔好翻转头再攞，要留俾寄居嘅人同埋孤儿寡妇。咁样，Yahweh你嘅神必喺你嘅手中所办嘅一切事情上赐福与你。
I felt deeply touched to catch a glimpse of the heart of God.
当我能够略略窥见到神的美德的时候，我感到很感动。
So often we focus only on one side of the story.
往往呢，我们看事情都是侧埋一边的。
We think that God's requirements for his children are too high, too costly.
有时我们觉得神对他的儿女的要求太过高，太过苛刻。
God commands us not to love money, not to accumulate wealth for ourselves.
祂吩咐我们不要为自己积蓄钱财。
Many people are offended by such teaching.
很多人都为到这类这样的教训是感到反感。
And it becomes an obstacle to following God.
于是乎呢，就构成他们跟随神的一种障碍。
But if you can understand the spirit behind these teaching,
但是啊，假如你能够明白这些的教训背后的精髓的话，
if you can sense the great love that God has for people, the genuine concern,
如果你能够感受到神对于穷苦人的关爱的话，
then you will be in a better position to judge whether God's ways are worth following.
这样的时候啊，你才能够比较有资格去批判呢，到底神对人民的要求是不是太过高，太过苛刻。
Only when we live according to God's ways,
当我们是跟着神的方式去生活的话，
then we'll see true peace and equality.
我们才会见得到真正的和睦和真正的公平。
In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 13,
在利未记的第十九章的第十三节，
It talks about defrauding neighbors and withholding their wages.
是这个十三节是讲及到呢，去欺压一些的工人，还有去剥夺他们。
So does do these words ring a bell?
这些说话会不会令到你觉得联想到第二些东西呢？
Just now when we read James chapter 5 verse 4,
刚刚我们读雅各书的第五章第四节的时候，
Yeah, it talks about withholding wages and being, unkind to the laborers.
喺嗰度咧，已经提到一啲做老板嘅扣住嗰啲工人嘅工资去虐待佢哋。
So let us read Deuteronomy chapter 24 to understand a bit more.
而家咧，我哋再详细啲睇下《申命记》嘅二十四章
，verse 15。
而家读嘅系第十五节。
You shall give him his wages on his day before the sun sets, for he is poor and sets his heart on it, so that he will not cry out against you to Yahweh, and it becomes sin in you.
申命记二十四章十五节，要当日就出人工俾佢哋，唔好等到日落，因为佢穷啊，唔好将个心放喺工价上边。因为佢哋系穷啊，佢哋将心放喺佢哋嘅人工上边。恐怕呢，他因为你的缘故就求告Yahweh，罪呢就会归到你身上。
So when we look, refer back to James chapter 5 verse 4, you can see that God is particularly concerned at the well-being of the poor.
我们假如再联想回到去雅各书第五章第四节的话呢，大家就不难想象神所关心的是他们的工人的薪金。
The well-being of the poor.
Oh, sorry, 是那些穷人的福利。
The oppressed and the mistreated.
还有那些被欺压的人，还有那些被剥夺权利的人，他们的福利。
God teaches his people to always act in the best interest of others.
神吩咐他的子民呢，做事几时都要去关心到那些穷苦人的福利。
But from your experience, Is that how other people have been treating you?
但係從你嘅親身嘅經驗裏頭啊，別人係咪咁樣待你咧
？Your boss, your colleagues.
你嘅老闆、你嘅同事係咪咁樣待你咧
？I'm sure each of us hope that we'll be treated fairly.
我相信啊，我哋當中每一個人都希望別人係公平對待自己。
But you see, if we don't respect and honor God, this will never happen.
但是如果人是不尊敬去相信神的话，这种情况是永远都不会发生。
So if we want to see a world that's more equal or more loving,
所以假如我们希望世界会一日变得更加有爱心和更加公平的话，
Let us start from ourselves.
我们就需要从自己做起。
To think and act in a way that is considerate and fair to others.
我哋點樣諗嘢，我哋點樣待人咧，都要去
fair and considerate.
係要為到別人去設想嘅，並且咧係要一定要公平公正。
And never forget those who are in need.
同埋咧，永遠都唔好忽略咗嗰啲有需要嘅人。
Such is the heart and mind of God.
因為神嘅心腸正正就係咁。
So let us press on and ask, how do we apply this part of warning into our lives?
而家我哋下一步要问嘅一个问题就系，我哋应该点样将到呢啲嘅教训应用到去我哋自己身上呢
？Because we are not rich employers.
因为我哋又唔系富翁。
And we don't have any fields waiting for harvest.
我哋又唔系种田嘅，等紧我哋去收割。
We can always start with little things.
但系咧，我哋系可以从小事上开始。
Jesus taught his disciples that
耶稣基督教他的门徒说
He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much.
那在小事上忠心的，在大事上也会忠心。那在最小事情上不义的，在大事情上都会不义。
Well, I will share with you in closing two different examples.
在我将要去总结的时间呢，我想同大家去分享两个嘅实例。
Most of you would recall back in September last year。
大家多数都会记得喺去年嘅十二月期间。
We celebrated Mid-Autumn Festival together。
我哋一起就庆祝咗中秋节，系旧年嘅九月期间一起庆祝咗中秋节。
And we've invited many new friends to join us.
我哋邀请咗非常多嘅新朋友嚟参加。
A lot of university students who had never heard the gospel before.
当日有好多从冇听过圣经福音嘅大学生嚟咗。
We had games and nice refreshments.
我哋有茶点啦，亦都有游戏活动。
We hope to share the love of God with them.
我哋嘅目的系想将到神嘅爱咧，同佢哋分享。
And indeed, it was encouraging to see a great number that came. I think Martin also came on that day.
当我哋见到当日咁多人嚟咗咧，包括咗当中有人仲喺度啊，咁啊，当然好开心啦。
But I don't know whether Martin noticed.
但我就唔知道当日Martin有冇留意到。
When it was time for food,
就当我哋要食嘢嘅时候
，because there were so many people.
因为人多啊。
So those who lined up first,
就嗰啲排队排得。前面嘅咧
，They got to pick what they want to eat。
就佢哋就可以揀自己中意食嘅嘢。
And they took ages。
並且咧，佢哋慢慢慢慢揀。
And they got a lot on their plates。
並且咧，佢哋嘅碟咧都揀到放到滿曬。
But there were still many others who were waiting for their turn to get their first serving。
但當佢咁樣做嘅時候咧，其實後邊排緊隊嘅人咧，還有好多嘅。
And slowly, slowly, the food was running out。
咁就慢慢慢慢，啲食物咧就快被攞曬啦。
And there were still many people who hadn't had a chance to get some。
就還有好多人咧，連一樣嘢都未擺到落碟嘅。
So some of us who were helping like Maggie and Ahoy, they kindly suggested those who at the front to maybe be quicker, like just get a little and let other people have their turn。
所以當時企喺嗰個食物嘅台前面嘅兩位，我哋服務大家嘅。兩位 Maggie 開咧，就終於開口，就勸嗰啲咁樣攞食物嘅人咧，都要諗下別人喎，唔好攞咁多先。
So isn't it human nature to always care primarily just for ourselves？
所以人性豈唔係就係咁咩？即係顧自己先。
Like, we are not criticizing anyone because you and I are probably guilty of this at some point in our lives.
我咁样讲咧，目的又唔系想批评边一个人，因为或者我哋以往，我哋每个人都曾经做过啲咁嘅事。
Especially as young people, when we see what we like, wow, you know, just get more. We don't think about those who haven't got any yet.
即系尤其是我哋年轻嘅时候咧，我哋见到咩中意食嘅就攞晒佢，就都唔会谂到别人咯。
But I also want to share with you a positive example.
但系咧，最后我想同大家讲一个好正面嘅一个故事。
That I observed from a group of students who came to church for the first. That I observed how a group of students who came to church and over time their lives had been changed by God.
系关于一班嘅学生系点样初次参加教会，然之后经过一段时间之后咧，渐渐咁样被教会里边嘅教訓咧，去改變咗決定。
Before Albert and I came to the UK，
當 Albert 同埋我嚟到英國之前
，we had spent a number of years in China doing mission work。
我哋喺中國內地咧，係做啲傳教工作。
Here's a picture of some of the students we met there。
而家喺熒幕上邊大家見到嘅兩張相咧，就係我哋所服務過嘅部分嘅年青學生。
They are dear to our hearts。
佢哋喺我哋心中係非常嘅寶貴嘅。
When they first came to church，
當依班年青人初次踏足教會嘅時候
，they were a lot like those students who came for the first time back in September last year。
佢哋真係好似去年九月中秋節嘅我剛才提到嘅嗰啲顧自己嘅年青人一樣嘅。
Especially in China, I think Zhong or Shell would know, like all these 寶貝 ，you know the treasure of their parents。The apple of the eyes.
大家都可以想象到咧，依啲咧全部都係中國嘅新生代嘅獨生子女。
Yeah, because of the one-child policy.
佢哋喺屋企裏邊咧都係好係都係寶貝嚟嘅。
Yeah, they grew up being very self-centered.
長大嘅時候咧，會變得比較自私。
Even if they do have siblings.
就算佢哋有兄弟姊妹都好。
Because the fact that they got into university.
因為他們能夠上得到大學
That make them kings and queens at home
就在家裡就變成小皇帝、小女王
So whenever they go home, they don't have to do any housework
所以回到家的時候哪裡洗做家務都可以
The best part of the chicken, the drumstick or whichever part like, always get given to these 寶貝
燙了雞的話最好那件當然是寶貝吃的
So you can easily imagine when they come to churchThey came with the same type of mentality.
所以可以想象，当咁样嘅年轻人嚟到教会嘅时候咧，佢系带住呢啲承袭咗嘅态度嚟教会嘅。
They would only think what they can get out of this.
佢哋谂到嘅唯一件事就系能够从教会啊得到啲咩嘢。
And where there's food, then they serve themselves first.
如果有好嘢嘅食咧，咁当然就自己食先。
But over time, they started to notice.The difference in the brothers and sisters at church.
但系过咗一段时间之后，佢哋留意到教会嘅成员啊，唔同嘅。
They always care for other people first.
教会嘅人系首先会谂下别人先。
They are always the last to get refreshments.
而自己咧系最后先有得食。
If there are any left.
即系如果有仲有得剩嘅话。
So slowly they started to imitate the example.
咁漸漸佢哋就模仿呢啲嘅榜樣。
They started to stay back to wash the dishes.
咁佢哋聚會之後咧，就竟然留低幫手洗碗喎。
To help mop the floor.
甚至咧用地拖拖地添。
And they even pass refreshments to newcomers.
甚至咧攞住一碟碟嘅茶點咧，會去招呼嗰啲新嚟嘅人添。
And 5 years have passed.
五年咁就過去咗。
And the photo you see here consists of mainly, mostly the ones that stayed back.
而家上到見到嘅人咧，就係包括咗我剛才我所指嘅大班年青人嘅一大部分，佢留低嘅一部分。
And they became the regular core members.
而家佢哋成為咗教會嘅經常出席嘅核心分子啦。
You can see that they are actually very young.
而家你見到啦，佢哋好年青嘅啫。
But they have picked up the important lesson to love other people as themselves.
但佢哋卻係已經學到咗愛人如己嘅呢句説話嘅真諦。
Many of these young people would rush to the Bible studies even if they hadn't had a chance to eat.
好多呢啲咁嘅年青人為咗嚟出席我哋嘅查經聚會嘅咧，連飯都未食就要趕嚟㗎。
And they are very willing to give up their time to come with us to outreach to other students.
佢哋唔單止咁，甚至好樂意去攞出時間去接觸外邊嘅人。
Whenever we have big functions, when we run out of space, there are not enough chairs.
假如我哋有咩大型活動，我哋唔夠椅俾人坐嘅話
，They automatically go to the back. They let the other people sit down first.
同一班年輕人啊，就會好自動自覺咁樣企起身，企喺房間嘅後邊，將個位咧係讓俾別人坐。
And they would even notice the needs of those of us caring for the students.
佢竟然甚至咧會留意到我哋呢啲咁樣牧養教會幾個人嘅需要嘅喎。
We feel touched when they bring a plate of refreshments to us, bring a cup of water for us.
當佢為我哋送上一杯嘅水飲，或者送上一碟嘅茶點嘅時候咧，哇！我真係都幾感動。
And again, when there were not enough food, they would just let other people have food first.
又假如食物當日係唔夠嘅話咧，佢哋寧可等別人食先。
So all these changes in them really brought great excitement and comfort to us.
所以呢一切咧，都為到 Albert 同我帶嚟咗無限嘅恩惠。
So we can see that God has the power to change a person.
可見神係有大能力可以改變一個人嘅。
From self-centeredness to always looking out for other people.
從一個經常只係顧住自己嘅人，變成一個關心別人嘅人。
And in order to encourage some newcomers to also learn to give,
就為咗去鼓勵嗰啲其他剛剛參加嘅人，同樣嘅學習去付出自己。
Every year we would have a big celebration.
每一年咧都有一次，我哋有一個大型嘅慶祝。
For Christmas.
就係聖誕節嘅慶祝活動。
And we always encourage the newcomers to also bring a little bit of snacks to share.
每次咧都會鼓勵每一個年輕人咧都帶少少嘅茶點嚟同大家分享。
And you guess what happened?
你大家諗唔諗到事情係點樣發生咧
？The student each brought a little bit of snacks.
每一個學生只係帶少量嘅茶點。
And the snacks filled up two big bags.
佢哋帶嚟嘅茶點咧，竟然啊兩個大袋都裝滿曬。
And it could last us for at least half a year.
係足夠嚟緊嘅半年都夠用。
So we could enjoy the snacks week after week, and they knew that that's the power when we each learn to give.
所以佢哋都體會到，如果每一個人都咁樣做，去付出自己嘅時候咧，咁就事情係可以好好美麗嘅。
So the reason I share this with you is that I hope to encourage all of you.
我之所以同大家講呢個故事咧，係因為我想鼓勵大家。
Despite many obstacles we face,
即使我哋要面對唔同嘅困難
，and many disappointments，
同埋好多嘅失望
，just know that the power and the grace of God is sufficient.
我請你明白，神嘅力量係足夠嘅。
Good will overcome evil.
良善嘅力量係終於係會勝出嘅，係會擊敗惡嘅力量嘅。
So to sum up today's message，
所以而家我想總結一下今日嘅信息。
James addresses three main underlying problems associated with being rich。
今日雅各針對三個有關於有錢富足嘅問題。
Our hearts will be drawn to our treasures rather than loving people。
我哋嘅心系会被钱财财富夺走嘅。
Therefore, we fail to fulfill the God's command to love our neighbors as ourselves。
导致到我哋唔能够按住爱人如己嘅吩咐去生活。
Secondly，
第二
，this life together with all the achievements and possessions, treasures that you could attain，
今生啊嘅一切。包括我哋一切嘅成就，或者今生嘅我所擁有嘅一切，其實都漸漸
正在 temporary，
都係短暫嘅，都會過去。
And if we forget or neglect this important truth，
但如果我哋疏忽呢一個嘅真理嘅話
，if we don't live out the royal law of loving our neighbors as ourselves，
如果我哋唔去實踐愛人如己呢個嘅至尊律法嘅話，
the end result is not only futility or meaninglessness。
結果唔單止係虛空一場。
What's more，
還有就係
God's judgment awaits us。
我们将会面临神的审判。
And finally, number three.
最后第三点。
When we put ourselves first in everything.
如果我们永远都是摆自己先。
When we are preoccupied with fulfilling our own desires.
只是顾住去满足自己的欲望。
We tend to neglect the needs and well-being of others.
我们自然就会疏忽别人的情况和需要。
And even at the expense of taking advantage of them.
即使呢去剥夺他们，令他们吃亏都不顾。
And in some cases, it's to oppress and deal unjustly with other people.
Yeah, 某些情况下呢，甚至会是去虐待，去欺压一些的穷苦人。
So let us always remember, God will hold us to account for each and everything we do.
让我们常常都牢记，就是我们要按着神的旨意去做人生活。
So, I hope that today's message and the sharing at the end will really encourage your heart.
我希望今天的讲道和结束时间的那两个故事能够成为大家的鼓励。
Despite the selfishness we often see in ourselves and other people,
即使我们经常都见到我们周围的人是自私自利，
love triumphs over all.
爱心终于会是凯旋的胜出。
Let us not spend our time and energy laying up treasures for ourselves on this earth.
让我们不要花我们的光阴和人生在一些会过去的财宝上面。
But let us devote our energy, our whole life to loving God and others as ourselves.
让我们献出我们的精力一生在爱神和爱人如己之上。
Let us be rich in love.
当我们让我们都在爱心上是富足。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们一起祈祷。